We are continuing our shiurim on Inyanei Bechoros, and we are going to... Last week we gave a bit of a hakdama to the notion of Bechor. Last week we spoke about, if you remember, there are three different kinds of Bechor. There are three situations in Chumash and in Chazal where we treat a Bechor in a somewhat unique manner. The first is Bechor Adam, a person who is a Bechor. There was a tekufa we spoke about last time. Most Adam, the Rambam writes in the Parish of Mishnah, Maseches Svachim, from the time of Adam HaRishon all the way until Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechor Adam would be the one who would serve and offer karbanos. Bechor Adam, we still get preference as far as Yerusha, he gets Pishnaim, he gets double. And Bechor Adam, we have a responsibility of doing Pidyon HaBen to Bechor Adam. Obviously not all Bechor Adams, but some yes and some no. The second kind of Bechor comes with a Bechor Behemah Tehora, a kosher animal. There you have a din of Bechor, where you actually give the Bechor and you're makav it on the Mizbeach. Tonight we're speaking about the third kind of Bechor. This will be probably like a two-part series. And the first, and that's called Peter Chamor. The firstborn from the Bechor, Behemah Temeah, from the impure animals. So there's one, the Gemara explained in Maseches Bechoros, as opposed to Bechor Behemah Torah, where it's many Bechor Behemah Torah, different kinds of animals. When it comes to impure animals, Bechor Behemah Torah, that's Dafka the Chamor. The firstborn of the Chamor has a special, unique status. That animal gets given eventually, you give a Seh, Pidyon Peter Chamor, you redeem it by giving a pidyon, you give a seh to a kohen, and then the peter chamor is much more similar l'chora to pidyon haben. You're allowed to then benefit, you're allowed to then use the peter chamor. What we're going to try to talk about tonight is a very important topic, and that is the status of that bechor, the status of the peter chamor, kedushas peter chamor. What exactly is its status before it's redeemed? So you own animals, and the chamor gives birth, and you have a bechor there. What is the status of that animal? Next week, Be'ezra Hashem, we'll speak about the act of redeeming it and what you do if you're not going to redeem it. But what's the status of that animal? Now, obviously, the status of a bechor behema tahora, that's going to be offered on the Mizbeach. That for sure has a high level of kedusha. You're going to offer on the Mizbeach. But what's the status of that peter chamor? What am I allowed to do with it, and what am I not allowed to do with it? That's the primary question we're going to speak about, the Bechor Behema Temeah. As far as we're okay so far, one, two, and... I want to give a bit of a hakdama. This is going to be important for a lot of kachim. In general, there are many different kinds of things that belong to Hekdesh. Hekdesh can have, there are certain karbanos that are kadosh, that certain animals that I've dedicated to give to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to offer that on the Mizbeach. There are certain, there's also things I give to Hekdesh, where those things are used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, but they're not going to be offered on top of the Mizbeach. That's called like Bedek Habayis, things that are used for the upkeep of the Mikdash. For many Rishonim, I think this is the Pashtus, I believe it's the Pashtus, the Rambam writes this, in Hilchos Erchin, there are two kinds of Kedusha. That which is offered on top of the Mizbeach is Kadosh, with what's called Kedushas Haguf. The animal itself is inherently Kadosh. There's Kedusha in the animal. And when that animal's Kadosh, there's nothing you can do, Pashtus, at least if the animal is not a Balmum, that you can't touch that Kedusha at all. That Kedusha is going to be there. It's inherent in the object. You then have something else called Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim are things that are not as inherent in the object itself, but rather there's a certain value that of money that is worth a certain amount. So if I have an item which is used for Bedek HaBayis, it's not inherently Kadosh, but it's worth a certain amount, which means that, and one potential nafkamina, just so you guys, I think in the beginning of the second paragraph of Bechoros, but one nafkamina has to do with whether you can, how you're poder, or when you're allowed to be poder to redeem it. Maybe I can transfer, I can make that item no longer kadosh, because I can transfer, that's going to be more of a kedushas damim. So there are two kinds of kedusha, kedushas haguf and kedushas damim. The Rashbam and Baba Basra on Daf Ayin Tes, based on the sugya there, he happens to understand there's actually three levels of Kedusha. This is just all just good to know, because you'll see these terms come up whenever you encounter things in Kachim. He maintains the Karbanos, etc., that's called Kedushas HaGuf. That's like we said, it's inherent in the item, inherent in the object. He then, though, understands there's actually two different categories. Not like the Rambam that Bedek Habayis and Kedushas Damim are the same, but rather they're at different levels of Kedusha. Kedushas Bedek Habayis, I know these are probably all, many of these are original ideas. Kedushas Bedek Habayis are, those are items that I use, that the Mikdash uses for upkeep of the Mikdash. They're items like, example, the Rashbam writes, Zahav, Kesef, Avanim. They're things that are going to be used, those items will be used in the Mikdash. They're not Kadosh B'Kedushas HaGuf. You're not going to offer it on the Mizbeach, but it's possible there is a bit of a Chalos, Kedusha, in the item itself. That is as opposed to Kedushas Damim. Again, the Rambam and Rashi, Me'ilah, Moses, Tum, Bedek HaBayis, them are the same thing. The Rashbam says there's three levels. Kedushas HaGuf, Kedushas Damim, Kedushas HaBayis, the items that are used in the Mikdash, and Kedushas Damim. What's an example of Kedushas Damim? So the Rashbam writes, let's say I say, I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash cheese or milk. That was an example I used in Shir today because I was thinking about this. I'm going to give to the Mikdash 10 bottles of milk. It sounded random at the time, and now it becomes a little bit less random. I'm going to dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash milk. The Mikdash is not going to use that milk for the upkeep. It's not Bedek HaBayis. That is just about the value of milk. And I'm going to have to be there. I'm going to want to be pod to that. I want to get the money. Hekdesh owns that value of money, nothing in the object itself. So let's just chazer what we did so far so we can be very clear. If we're clear, the way that I think a lot of kachim works, it's true for a lot of mesechtas, if we're pretty clear on some of the background information, it's really not per se so much different from other areas of halacha. The problem is the Gemara often presumes, the Rishonim presume that we have the background information. So there's something called the Peter Chamor, a Bechor Behema Tmeya. You're going to take that Bechor, and you're going to take that animal, you're going to give a seh to be poed to that animal, and then the Kohen gets a seh, and you're good to go. We want to know what's the status of the animal before Pidyon. What's the status of a Peter Chamor? In order to do so, we wanted to first introduce the idea that things that relate to Hekdesh can have different kinds of statuses. There's something called Kedushas HaGuf, what we really care about, Kedushas HaGuf, and something called Kedushas Damim. Something inherent to the object, or something more called Kedushas Damim. Just 1 to 5 as far as our clarity we're at right now. 1, 2, and... Okay. What's the status of the animal? We're going to develop 3 mahalchim. One of them seems to be fairly clear and well-rooted in Gemara. One of them is clear in Rishonim, but has a certain assumption. The third mahalch is a bit more mechudash. The first mahalch is like this. The Bechor Behema Tmeya, so once you're poed to it, this no longer. But until I'm poed to it, that animal in my property has the value of Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim. The Gemara writes as much explicitly in Bechoros on Hey Amid Beis, as well as the Gemara in Bechoros on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, that the Bechor Behema, that Behema Tmeya, the Peter Chamor, it's like Kedushas Damim. It's not Kedushas HaGuf, because you're not going to be makriv it on the Mizbeach. To be Kedushas HaGuf, it has to have shaychus to the Mizbeach. I'm going to offer it. It's inherently Kadosh. It's not an inherently Kadosh. I'm going to go be poda in a little bit. But it is Kadosh. It's part of Hekdesh. It's in Kachim. So therefore, it's going to be the value of Kedushas Damim. That's the assumption of certain Rishonim. Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Shiurim Chelek Beis has something called Kovetz Biurim on Bechoros. There, Rav Elchanan assumes in Siman Aleph there, that it's Pasha, that's what it is. It's Kedushas Damim. The Gemara tells us that. It's a very solid and rock-solid assumption. That's Mahalach number 1. Mahalach number 2. The Rush in Bechoros, in Aleph Yud Aleph, it's in source number 10. The Rush initially writes, yeah, Lechora, this animal has Kedushas Damim. But then says the Rush, it's actually the Les Ba'al Kedushas Damim, Vigara Nami Mishar Kedushas Damim. The Rush seems to understand that this animal is not even really normal Hekdesh. Not only is it not Kedushas Guf, inherently Kadosh, it's not even really normal Kedushas Damim, because, think about it for a second, I'm not, the way some Achronim understand it, the Nodbi Huda is a Pshal like this, Shimon and Shai Yosef Pshal like this, it's not really going to Hekdesh. Nothing here is really being used by Hekdesh. What am I really doing with this animal? Right now it's by me. What am I going to do with my set? I'm not giving it to the mikdash. I'm giving it to a kohen. It's mamon kohen. So it may have some kedusha, but it's not kedusha in the classic sense of kedushas haguf or kedushas damim. It's just an animal with an elevated status because it goes to a kohen. Why does the Gemara call it kedushas damim? So if you look in the Gemara, it could be the Gemara is using it more, at least in certain cases, to contrast it with a real kedushas guf. This la dafka means exactly kedushas damim. That's the second. That's more or less the second mahalach.
What happens if you're not poda?
We'll talk about it next week. That's what will be poda and not being poda. How are we doing so far? Is this a little bit okay? Is that no? Third mahalach, source number 11, a very nice article. I enjoy quoting articles from people in my age range, people that I had discuss of learning the year and around. Rabbi Yoni Levin, who's a Rebbe in DRS/Lave Shlomo. I think he's the Rebbe there, and now he's just a rabbi in Eish Kodesh. Wrote an article on Kedushas Petra Chamor. He points out, and it's very nice, at least for many, many Rashis, that if you look in Shitas Rashi, at least one way of understanding Rashi, Rashi, even though in certain cases he refers to the Petra Chamor as Kedushas Damim, in many ways, and we'll see some nafkaminas where this will come out, and this will we'll get some more action here, it sounds like it maybe really we treat it like it has Kedushas Aguf. Like it really is inherently Kadosh. There's a certain chiddush here, the chiddush being that even though you're not going to be makavir on the mizbeach, it still is kadosh b'kedushas haguf. We do find something like that in the second parak of Bechoros, psulei hamukdashim. There's a concept like that where something can have kedushas haguf even though you're not going to be makavir, and explains a lot of Rashi's with certain nafkaminas. Rashi seems to be very comfortable learning from Bechor Behema Tahora, which has kedushas haguf. And Petr Chamor, he seems to think you can go from one to the other. It seems like Rashi in a couple of places understands that what I would say by one, I'd say by the other, and the status of it's more of a Kedushas Aguf, which means that for our purposes right now, we have an animal. And we're going to, again, I'm going to use this Shiurim, so we do with Zrayim, to use some general Zrayim ideas, reference to Maestros, etc. We'll try to use the Shiurim right now to give us a little bit of insight into certain ideas in Kachim, just to make us increasingly familiar, because I think really a lot of this Shiurim, the primary goal is to make us more familiar with things and less scared. So what we have so far is we have an animal. It's not the bechor of an Adam or the bechor of a behemah tahora. It's the bechor behemah tameya, the non-kosher animal, dafka the chamor, firstborn, it's in your property. That animal is kadosh. It's either kadosh, because it's just damim, the value of its kadosh. I didn't have to be poda it. The value is kadosh, has its own halachos. We'll elaborate that in a second. Then it has kedushas haguf. That's maybe found Rashi. And the third is that the Rush, it's maybe even less than that. It's not really kadosh in the classic hektish sense. It's more that the Torah gave it a certain kedusha because it really belongs to a kohen. Why does it matter if something is guf, damim, etc.? Why does that matter? So I want to try to give you a couple of nafkaminas so we can understand this as well as possible. We used to learn here how to shtender. It doesn't happen anymore. I'll just stand. It's okay. So I want to give you a couple of nafkaminas. One of these is a Rashi and Matos that we have seen, but it could be we did not fully appreciate. And it's awesome that once you see it, it's like, it's great. This is going to be a good nafkamina. The Gemara says the Mishnah says Mesechus Makos, and that Chaf Alach Mebeis. Yes, Chori Shalom Achad V'chayiv Alav Mishem Shmon Alavin. Remember the Mishnayos there at the end have these like, how many Isurim could you possibly violate at one time? It's like, you like didn't just go off the Derech, you went like really off the Derech, Lahachis. Like how many things can I chop at one given time? So you are plowing a, what's the right English word? A farm? Furrow. Yes, I'm fine at knowing that word. You are plowing a furrow, and then you're doing it in a way you're violating eight Averas. One of the Averas you have is that the animal that you are using is a shor v'chamor v'heim mukdashin. A shor v'chamor and they're holy. So Rashi there in Makos, which is not really Rashi, rather it is the Rivan. So Rashi writes there, what is the animal that I am using? The animal is, I'm using a petr chamor. That seems very innocuous when you don't know anything about the chamor. You're using a petr chamor. That's what I'm using. And when I use the petr chamor, I am going to get Malkos. I'm going to get Malkos. Why am I getting Malkos? Because there's an Isser of Losavo before Sharecha, V'chamor, Gizmetsu, V'chabayet, V'chule. Okay. Tosfos asks and rejects this Deya. Because Tosfos says, while it's true that there is a Deya, Rabbi Yehuda in Bechoros, on Daf Tes, that the Peter Chamor, it's usher to get Hana'a from, you're not able to get Hana'a from a Peter Chamor, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, with certain Rishonim in the Pasim like. It's not actually regular Kachim. It's not regular Kachim. And therefore, it's not regular, definitely it's not Kedushas HaGuf, and therefore, says Tosfos, you're not going to get Malkus for that. It's not included in the Pasuk of Osava before Shorcha v'chulei. That Pasuk seems to even be limited, I believe, to Kedushas HaGuf. So what we have is as follows. One nafkamina is, if I hold like the Rush in Bechoros, in Aleph Yud Aleph, that the Peter Chamor is not Kadosh B'Kedushas Guf, or even Kedushas Damim, it's even less than that. There's no way you would get Malkos for plowing an animal with a Peter Chamor. Because the Ister that gives you Malkos only applies when it's really actually real Hektish. It wouldn't apply to this. I believe, I'm not saying exactly, but I believe that the Ister doesn't even apply to Kedushas Damim. That the Ister only really applies when something has Kedushas HaGuf. That only then would the Isser actually apply. And therefore, one nafkamina is going to be, if I use my Peter Chamor, do I get Malkos? If I do Avoda with my Peter Chamor, etc., am I going to get Malkos? According to the Rivan, the answer is in one day a yes. According to Tosfos, the answer is not at all. That's one potential nafkamina. I'll give you another potential issue before we go into the third. This Rav Elchanan has in the Kovetz Biurim. Let's get a little bit of background. There is a din of Mi'ila. The din of Mi'ila is that I'm not allowed to derive benefit from Hektish. There is a discussion in Rishonim and Achronim what the nature of the Isser of Mi'ila is. Is Mi'ila that I've stolen from Hektish? Is Mi'ila that I have just gotten Hana'a and maybe been Mivaza Hektish? I have not treated it properly. There's an Isser of Mi'ila. When does Mi'ila apply? So Tovus points out, Mi'ila does not apply when the animal's around and right there. There's no din of Mi'ila with Kachim Kalim. An animal which is Kados, Pikadushas HaGuf, it's a certain kind of carbon, I don't know my name, called Kachim Kalim, then there's no Mi'ila. The halacha is, with Peter Chamor, there's no Mi'ila, you don't violate Mi'ila if you use your Peter Chamor. I don't violate Mi'ila if I use my Peter Chamor. Rav Elchanan says as follows. Okay, so I know the halacha, there's no Mi'ila if I get the benefit from my Peter Chamor. He says like this, you ready? If I hold, we'll say at the Lundas, like the Rush in Bechoros, that the Peter Chamor is not even really Kedushas Damim, it's less, it's not even really Kedushav Hektish. So for sure, I understand why there's no Me'ila if I use it. Me'ila's from Hektish, this is not really Hektish. Second step, if I understood what we would say, the Mahalach and Rashi, that, again, Rav Elchanan doesn't say all the possibilities, that it's Peter Chamor is Kedushas HaGuf, it's inherently Kadosh. I also understand why there's no Me'ila. Because if it's inherently Kadosh, what kind of Kedusha is it? All the Bechors are, it's Kachim Kalim. It's a weaker form of Karban where there is no din of Me'ila. But says Rav Elchanan, I have a problem. If I really hold, which is the simple pshat of the Gemara Meseches Bechoros, that the Peter Chamor is Kadosh B'Kedushas Damim, it's so that there is Nisr M'ila B'Kedushas Damim. Meaning, oddly, it's counterintuitive. The middle approach is one that has the hardest time. Kachim Kalim has no Me'ila. If it's not even really Hektish, has no Me'ila. But Kedushas Damim, anything which is the value is for Mikdash, I violate Me'ila. So asks Rav Elchanan, so why is there no Me'ila for Kedushas Damim? Why is there no Me'ila for Peter Chamor? 1 to 5 as far as clarity right now. It's fine if I want 1, 2, and 3. I got actual like people responding right now. 1, 2, and okay. So Rav Elchanan says as follows. If it's Kedushas Damim, so why isn't there an Isser of Me'ilah? There's always Me'ilah by Kedushas Damim. So Rav Elchanan suggests, because this Kedushas Damim is different. He says, what really is the Isser of Me'ilah? The Isser of Me'ilah is not deriving benefit from Hekdesh, because this has Hekdesh. It's rather deriving benefit from Mamon Gavoa. It's deriving benefit from that which belongs to Ribono Sha'olam. And he says, even if Peter Chamor is Kedushas Damim, it's a unique kind of Kedushas Damim. Normal Kedushas Damim is, I say, I'm giving 10 bags of milk to Hekdesh, so now the value is there. It belongs to Hekdesh. This Kedushas Damim is Kadosh and worth money, but it's not actually owned by Hekdesh. Because where is it actually going? Who actually owns it? The Kohen. It's going to go to the Kohen. And the Isser of Me'ilah is only when I really derive benefit from Hekdesh. Let me chazer. I want to try to speak very, very clearly so we can, you know, really get some of the details down. There are three mahalchim we're talking about as far as why the status of this Bechor. Number one, option number one. Again, this may be the hardest this year we're going to have. I think as far as content I'm familiar with. Option one, it's Kedushas Haguf. That we said is maybe Pshat in Rashi. Option number two, that means there's something inherent about the animal that's Kadosh, very Chamor. Then there's something called Kedushas Damim. That's Rav Elchanan, the simple Pshat of the Gemara there. It's not in the object as much as the value of it is Kadosh. And then the third possibility is it's really not even Hekdesh in the classics, it's Kadosh, but almost like a unique Bechor kind of an idea. It's a lower level and non-Hekdesh kind of a notion. We pointed out that one nafkamina is, do I get Malkus if I use it? I get Malkus if I use it as a guf. Certainly for the Rush, you wouldn't get anything. Second nafkamina was, there's no Me'ilah. Why is there no Me'ilah? For the Rush, because Me'ilah is only by Hekdesh, and this isn't even really Hekdesh. For the Rashi, because it's Kedushas Guf, but this kind of Kedushas Guf has no Me'ilah, Kachem Kalim. And it's just dumb, and you're forced to say a little bit of an idea. Just 1 to 5 again, just for 1, 2, and 3. Can I get more or less where we're at on this? Okay. I'm going to say one more. We'll go through one more Nafkamina. What time is it even? We'll go through one more Nafkamina. And this is actually a long one, but we'll cut the chase a little bit. There is a Machlokas. Whether in Bechoros, on Daf Tes, Daf Yud, whether Peter Chamor is Aser Behana. What Shimon maintains, it's Mutter Behana. You don't have to use the Peter Chamor, you can derive benefit from it. For Shimon Lechora, it's definitely not Kadosh of Guf or Damim, and it may be not the Rush idea. Could be it's not, you know, it's almost Chulim. Could be it's something along those lines a little bit. You'll learn the Gemara there. What about Rabbi Yehuda holds, at least what we paskin like Rambam, that it's Aser Bahana. What if I decide I'm going to sell my Peter Chamor? What if I want to sell it? That could happen, because it could be that a guy comes and he isn't from and he has Chamor and he's selling them. So I sold my Chamor. What's the status of the money? The way the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Bechoros, the way that Rabbeinu Gershom learns the Gemara there, is something fascinating. When I sell my chamor, the money that I get as a result, that money now becomes kadosh also. That money becomes kadosh also. The money is kadosh. I think so. No, I mean animals also. I think so. The money is kadosh. One sec. We'll talk about, okay, that will get to you in a second. The Ravid, however, argues, and the Ravid's lashon is not so clear. At one place he sounds like if it's kadosh, you can give it to a kohen, but the Ravid himself seems to understand that the money itself is not kadosh at all. The money's not kadosh at all. You can use the money, it's totally chulin. What backs the Ravid up is the Mishnah Meseches Kiddushin. The Mishnah on the end of the second parak of Mishnah says, if you sell a Peter Chamor and take the money, and you're Mekadesh a girl, she's married to you. Sounds like the money's not Kadosh. It's regular money. That's why I can give it to a girl and be Mekadesh her. Noda Bihuda happens to ask that Kasha on the Rambam. He quotes a Kasha of Kivayger also in a Tshuva. If the money is really Kadosh, why are you able to marry her? But we're not focusing on that right now. What's that Machlokas really about? What's that Machlokas really about between the Rambam and the Ravid? So let's start, and then I'll say out the way it said over. We'll point out a couple other kenaches. One way of saying it, the way that Rav Elchanan seems to say it, the way that Siv may learn it more or less, is the following. When is this halacha true? That if I sell something that's usser, that the money itself becomes kadosh. When does money itself, that if I sold something that I was allowed to sell, when does money become kadosh? In three contexts. There are only three cases where if you sell something or buy something, the money becomes kadosh. One of them actually comes up halacha lemaaseh sometimes, which is shvius. If you buy with stuff with kedusha shvius, the money itself may become kadosh. The money itself may become kadosh, shvius. Avodah zarah. If you sell avodah zarah, the money itself becomes kadosh. And the third place is hekdesh. If you sell hekdesh, the money itself becomes kadosh. So, the way you would say it is as follows. The Ravid understands that when I sell peter chamor, the money's not going to be kadosh because there are only three cases when the money becomes kadosh. Shvius, this isn't shvius, avodah zarah, no avodah zarah here, or hekdesh. And the Ravid says, this is not hekdesh. This is more lechora, he learns, the way the Rush says it out. This isn't hekdesh, this is less than kedushas damim. It's just kadosh, because meaning it has to go to a kohen. It's not really hekdesh, and that's why if I sell it, I can then use that money and go and be mekadesh, a woman. That's why it's able to work that way. But, says Rav Elchanan, if I learn that really it is hekdesh, that the peter chamor is really hektish, so now I understand why if I sell it, the money becomes kadosh. Because there are three cases where if you sell something, the money becomes kadosh. One, shvius, not shvius. Two, avodah zarah, not avodah zarah. Three, hektish. This may be hektish. So if I learn it's hektish, I understand better why the money itself is going to become kadosh. I should point out, though, Zinoda B'Yehuda, Reb Kiva Eger, and others don't learn like that. They come up with terutzim. Why for the Rambam, even if it's not hektish, you're still, the money's still going to become kadosh. They have terutzim. There are exceptions beyond just shvius and avodah zarah and hektish, and therefore they have their own terutzim. But the simpler way of saying it is, if it's really hektish, we understand why exactly it would be the money itself would become kadosh. Let's chazer all we did tonight. There's a good chance tonight had a lot of new information as far as Torah goes. So let's step by step and just try and chazer a little bit. In general, there are different kinds of kedusha in items. Some items have kedusha haguf. They're inherently kadosh, the chefza. You're going to be makaved on mizbeach. Some items, they're not inherently kadosh, but their value is kadosh. And some animals are kadosh, but that's not because of hektish. They're just kadosh for another reason. We spoke tonight about, again, this may be the more involved than usual, that peter chamor. Peter chamor is the firstborn of a chamor. You have to redeem it. Before I redeem it, what am I allowed to do with it? Machlokes de gemara, asar na, not asar bahana. What kind of kedusha is it? If it's asar bahana, what kind of kedusha is it? For Rashi, maybe kedusha guf. Even though you're not going to be makaved in the mizbeach, it's called kedusha guf. It may be that it's kedushas damim. It could be the simple pshat of the Gemara. The value is kadosh, even though the item itself is inherently kadosh. And the third is that maybe it's neither of those. Maybe it's like a kedushas bechor kind of an idea. We just have to mention three possible issues this impacts. One, there's only an iser d'oraita. You only really get malchus for working the animal if it's a. It really has kedushas hektis, maybe kedushas guf. Machlokes will be shown at the end of Maseches Makos. Do you get for peter chamor? Do you get malchus or not? What's the case of the animal you're using? Second nafka mina, everyone agrees that you don't violate meila with the peter chamor. The question is why? If it's kedushas damim, not so obvious why. Maybe you should violate meila. And the third idea we spoke about is when you sell a peter chamor, what is the status of the money? When I sell a peter chamor, is the money itself going to become kadosh? Rambam shita, because hektish, when I sell hektish, it becomes kadosh. Or, I said sell, that's a way of managing it. It could be that I rented it out, is the case for some Rishonim. And for the Ravid, it's not going to become holy because it's not in the category of Shvius, not in the category of Zara, and therefore it's all going to be good. That was more or less tonight's introduction to some ideas in Kachim, introduction for that.